John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to finish up the week on the markets and see how things stand. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, yesterday was a strange day, and it was strange because the Dow finished up exactly where it began. So it was up exactly zero yesterday, but the NASDAQ had a great day. Of course, it was helped by that $44 increase in Apple stock that we told you about yesterday morning before the market even opened. A lot of companies reporting this morning. We're going to kind of narrow it down to some companies that I think are companies that have changed and continue to change the world in terms of the way we do business. One of them is Starbucks. Everybody's blaming their bad numbers for the first quarter on winter weather. Well, actually, it appears that winter weather helped Starbucks. Maybe people want to go inside and warm up, but they reported record numbers. Made $427 million profit in the quarter, but their same-store sales were up 6%, and they opened 335 new stores in the quarter. They've now got over 20,000 locations globally, if you can even get your mind around that. And even while coffee prices are at a record high, their numbers continue to go up, so they're doing something right. Let's talk about some of these other companies that change the way we live, one of those being Microsoft. Microsoft's trying to make a transition. As you know, they have a new CEO. CEO Nadella is heading up a push into cloud-based services, and it seems to be working for Microsoft. They made $5.66 billion. That's above what Wall Street's expectations. The revenue was $20 billion in line. Before the market opens this morning, their stock's up about 1.5%. And if you look at this cloud push that they're happening, or they're trying to cause to happen, sales of Office 365, which is their cloud-based subscription version, more than doubled this quarter over the same quarter of last year. Visa, interesting company because it tells us what consumers are doing. Now, their stock's down about 4% before the market opened this morning. I'm not sure I understand that because their net income was up 26%. They made $1.6 billion. They did say that bad weather really affected consumer spending in the first quarter, and, of course, it's reflected in their number of transactions. But the encouraging thing is, their CEO says in the first 21 days of April, that the number of transactions they processed is up 12%. And just to show you how huge Visa is, of course, they're the largest processor of transactions in the world. In the first quarter, they processed 15.4 billion transactions worldwide. Worldwide, that's up 11% versus 2013. Ford Motor Company reporting numbers that disappoints Wall Street this morning. Their net income's down about 39%. They made $989 million versus $1.6 billion the same quarter of last year. Their stock's down about 2% before the market opens. Primarily, they took a hit because they added $400 million to their warranty reserves. And of course, they've got recall issues, but not as big as General Motors. And then I want to conclude by talking about what's happening with Amazon. And of course, they've changed the way that everybody shops. This morning before the market opens, their stock's down about 2%, but it was up nicely yesterday. Now, their revenue for the first quarter was up 23%. They did almost $19.5 billion of transactions in the first quarter. They say they were encouraged by their growth in their prime users. This is after they raised the annual cost from $79 a year to $99 a year, and yet it's still growing. Now, earnings came in line at 23 cents a share, but talk about thin margins. Their margin is 1% or less. They're investing heavily, and they're investing in China and other places, and globally they're really focusing on that. As a result of that, their international division, which is 40% of their revenue, they lost $60 million in their international division, made about $560 million other places. But to show you how their costs are increasing, first quarter their operating costs were up 23%. Their fulfillment costs, they continue to build warehouses and et cetera, shipping centers, up 29%. And their investment in technology and content up 44%. It's kind of interesting also that a lot of states several states have passed laws requiring Amazon to start collecting sales tax. We know there's a national push for online retailers to have to collect sales tax, but in those states where Amazon is required by law to collect sales tax, their sales have dropped 10% since that legislation became law in those states.
There you go, John. That's probably what's going to happen as more and more states look to get that revenue, that tax revenue.
That's exactly right, and hopefully that'll help maybe the local retailers.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He can help you with some ideas. Visit with him right here in town. You don't have to drive far. Or if you'd like to call him, phone number is 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.